From Go for the Two, our friend, our college football insider, Joe Lisi joins us. Joe, happy Easter. Good to talk to you again. How you been?
Doing well, JT. Happy Easter to you. It's that time of the year, NFL draft. Spring football doesn't get better. And, of course, the national championship game tonight with Villanova and Michigan.
Yeah, this will be a great game tonight. I wanted to reach out to you on this quarterback carousel in the first round of the draft. Where do you stand first on the 1-2 guys? Are you a Sam Darnold guy, or do you think Josh Rosen's the better quarterback?
Well, it's incredible. I mean, out of the two players, I think the quarterback that can come in and start immediately for a team in the NFL would be Sam Darnold. I think he's the most NFL-ready in terms of making the players around him better in terms of the intangibles outside of arm strength and just the pure physical attributes that Josh Rosen possesses. I mean, Josh Rosen no doubt has the better arm out of both quarterbacks, and I think if it was a 7-on-7 drill, Josh Rosen would be the pick over Sam Darnold. That being said, though, he hasn't elevated his game in terms of making the players around him better. You're talking about a quarterback and a team in UCLA that was 0-6 on the road last year. He didn't lead his team to a Pac-12 championship and didn't win a bowl game. So, for that matter, I like Sam Darnold. That being said, I think the best quarterback prospect in this draft, in my opinion, is Lamar Jackson. I think 4 or 5 years down the road, he'll be the quarterback that we're talking about the most in this upcoming NFL draft.
Joe Lisi's our guest. Why is that? Because, again, we saw him win a Heisman Trophy. The individual scouts want to see him under center. He didn't want to run the 40, which I thought was a mistake. Other people disagree with me and said, look, we know he's fast. It's obviously he's fast. But I just think for a guy who has that type of speed, why not try to wow scouts and GMs a little bit more by showing that speed? Do you agree with his decision not to run the 40?
I think it's stereotype. I think when you look at Lamar Jackson, the one thing that we know about his athleticism is his speed and his ability to put pressure on opposing defenses on the perimeter. That being said, I think he did want to possess his ability as a pure pocket passer. But that being said, JT, you look at his progression in terms of a lot has been said about Josh Allen and how he lost his leading wide receivers entering 2017, a quarterback that only completed 56% of his passes and only threw 18 touchdowns. You look at Lamar Jackson, he lost his top three leading wide receivers for 2016. He completed 59% of those passes, 25 touchdowns, and did rush for over 1,600 yards. He's a Michael Vick type of comparison. And from a quarterback standpoint, if you're looking at a quarterback in the NFL, if Tyrod Taylor could be a starting quarterback in the league, there's no reason why Lamar Jackson can't dominate. You saw Deshaun Watson do it last year. We've seen Cam Newton do it. And that's not a knock on Tyrod Taylor. It's just that Lamar Jackson is a better college quarterback and, more importantly, a better NFL prospect than Tyrod Taylor. And for that reason, I think he's the best pure prospect in this upcoming draft.
Joe Lisi's our guest at Go for the Two on Twitter, a must follow. All right, Joe, I'm a big fan of Saquon Barkley, the running back, and when I saw the numbers at the combine and everything he did, I said, I'm all in. Done. He's number one. I know value is you wait to get a running back later, but the Cowboys got Zeke Elliott, and he turned out to be a stud in this league when he's eligible to play. I think that Barkley can be a better player because he's a receiver out of the backfield. My guess was if the Browns took him number one overall, they'd still have a shot at number four to get either Josh Rosen or Sam Darnold, depending now that the Jets have moved up. So where do you see Barkley going? Would you wait, or do you think he'd be perfect to be the cornerstone of the Browns at running back?
Well, I think that the Browns need a dynamic running back. They drafted Duke Johnson a couple of years ago, and he's been a product in the system. Hasn't dominated in the NFL in terms of being a 1,000-yard rusher and taking over ball games. That being said, I think Saquon Barkley is the best running back in this draft, but there's a number of different backs like Darius Geis and Sony Michel that I think you could get later in the first or possible second round that can make up for the productivity that Saquon Barkley possesses. He's a top five talent, but would I take him as a top five overall pick? I don't think so. I mean, just because he possesses the physical attributes to take a running back at that level, we've seen Alvin Kamara dominate and become Rookie of the Year. Sony Michel is a dynamic running back as well that I think you could pick up late first round, early second round, and still get those type of dividends. So that's why I would wait to pick Saquon Barkley. But I don't see him coming out of the first five picks. I think some team will take him in the first five picks of this coming draft.
Joe Lisi joins us as we wrap it up. Where do you stand now on Baker Mayfield? Wow, it's changed a lot. There were guys who were saying I wouldn't touch him until the second round, and now he could go as number five, possibly to the Broncos there, depending on what they're thinking long-term at the position. Baker Mayfield seems like the guy, if you're going to draft him, you don't want to sit him because of his ego and his attitude, but I don't know. I think he's a hell of a player, but I don't have him as high up as Josh Rosen and Sam Darnold. What about you?
Yeah, I don't have him that high as well. I think from a competitive standpoint, he does possess all the intangibles. And the one thing I can tell you about quarterbacks, you saw Deshaun Watson come in and dominate the league in his first year. The one thing about Deshaun Watson, for three straight years, he completed 67% of his passes, better than Ben Roethlisberger, Aaron Rodgers, Eli Manning, Peyton Manning in college. When you look at Baker Mayfield, back-to-back 70% completion percentage. So from that aspect, I think he can progress on the next level. Just playing in the Big 12, I think he needs a couple of years in an NFL scheme to read coverage because he is a gunslinger. But that being said, I still think Josh Rosen and Sam Darnold are more NFL ready at this point in their career. But I think Baker Mayfield will be a legitimate player in the NFL. I just wouldn't draft him in the first round or even the second round for that matter. My pick would be Lamar Jackson.
And finally, Joe, we try to talk Raider football every day here. Rokan Smith, the linebacker from Georgia, where the Raiders could be at number 10 with John Gruden and Reggie McKenzie's first draft together. The Raiders will really lean on the defensive side of the football. If they can get some help for Khalil Mack on the other edge, do you think the Raiders need a defensive tackle or maybe the linebacker more of a priority?
I think the linebacker, because you look at Rokan Smith's ability, not only in run support, but in pass coverage, especially when you look at the NFL in today's game, a back's ability to catch the football in the short to intermediate passing game. Rokan Smith is a player that can run sideline to sideline, and more importantly, be utilized against running backs in the passing game. He did it against Oklahoma and Rodney Anderson, so I think he's a 5-tool defensive player, and I think that'll be a perfect complement for Khalil Mack and John Gruden in Oakland and now Las Vegas.
All right, Joe, what else are you working on? Where can we find you?
Well, I'm working on the 2018 college football preview. It'll be out in May. I'm breaking down spring ball and just really concentrating on the upcoming 2018 season, especially with Vegas win totals coming out.
You got it, Joe. Good talking again. We'll talk to you right before the draft.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Joe Lisi, good guy. Knows the college football world. Players, depth charts, spring football, really locked in. Good to have him here.